from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker. Solyndra, the Bay Area's most promising solar cell manufacturer, today said it will seek bankruptcy protection, lay off 1,100 employees, and suspend work at its facilities in Fremont. President Obama visited Solyndra last year to praise its potential to create green tech jobs, and the Department of Energy gave the company a $500 million loan guarantee in 2009 to build new facilities. But Solyndra says sales have been hurt by a recent plunge in the price of traditional flat solar panels. Severin Bornstein co-directs the Energy Institute at the Haas School of Business at UC Berkeley, and we often talk to him about energy markets. Severin, Solyndra is the third domestic solar manufacturer to fail in the last month. What's happening?
Well, if you're making solar panels in the U.S. right now, the market is very rough. China has gotten into this market. They have low costs, and they're also subsidizing their panels to a great extent. And as a result, the market is flooded with cheap panels. All the companies are really having a hard time in the U.S. Solyndra was in an even worse position because Solyndra made a bet on a technology that makes a lot of sense if the raw materials are expensive. But after they went down this road, the price of silicon fell, and their technology just isn't very cost competitive when the input materials are cheap.
The Department of Energy's $500 million loan guarantee to Solyndra was also a subsidy of sorts. Why didn't that prop the company up?
It did prop the company up. It probably kept them alive for a lot longer than they would have been. But in the end, they couldn't make a go of it if the price they had to sell their panels for was less than it was costing them to make it. The big question in this industry right now is how much China is subsidizing their panels and how long they're going to continue to do it.
Yeah, I saw a chart that suggested that China is providing tens of billions of dollars in loans to Chinese solar companies. The U.S. is spending about $10 billion on solar, much of it newer technology.
That's right. China is really diving into the current technology to trying to just become a major producer of the current technology of solar panels. And they've driven the price down so low that companies in the U.S. just are having a very hard time even meeting their week-to-week payrolls.
Some Republican members of Congress are criticizing the Obama administration for misguided green energy policies, in particular, the investment in Solyndra. Was Solyndra a bad bet for the administration?
Well, I don't think you can really criticize the administration's policies based on one company. If you're going to invest in a lot of companies, some of them are going to succeed and some of them are going to fail. I do think there were some real problems with the investments that were made and continue to be made in some of these green energy companies, betting on technologies that are still very expensive.
So what does Solyndra's failure and consolidation in the solar industry mean for homeowners or businesses who want solar electricity on their rooftops?
Well, it doesn't actually mean very much for people who want to buy solar panels. In fact, it's a great time compared to the costs a few years ago because panels have gotten so cheap. That's because of the Chinese entry and now dominance in the market. It's a lot less expensive to buy the solar panels than it was 3 or 4 years ago. Now, on the homeowner end, we haven't seen the cost fully reflect that yet.
Venture capitalists poured more than $1 billion into Solyndra. Is there a future for their technology?
The current technology that Solyndra is using is unlikely to be cost competitive anytime soon. The direction that their technology points towards trying to find more efficient ways to capture sunlight is definitely an exciting area. But that technology in particular is unlikely to really be the leader anytime soon.
Thanks a lot, Severin.
Thank you.
Severin Bornstein co-directs the Energy Institute at the Haas School of Business at UC Berkeley. I'm Cy Musiker. More news online at kqednews.org.